It's time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? We are a weekly show on msonewsports.com talking about what's going on in the world of North Shore sports. Small geographical area, but a big news area for sports. And we love covering this area. We've been doing so since 2013, 11 years. Can you believe it? Pretty much the regular season is ending this week or so. Maybe a couple of straggler makeup games around the Memorial Day weekend. But we will be getting tournament matchups very soon. And we're going to look at where teams stack up in the postseason at the end of the show. We're going to have three guests, two Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month and a Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We are excited about that. Three great athletes. But first, we got to get to our super moment.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the super sub, super performance of the week.
That's right. Super sub shop. Super performance of the week. I'm going to go to my boys in Gloucester. Gloucester boys tennis beats Marblehead for the first time in two decades. Unbelievable job for the Fishermen. Marblehead's the pedestal there in boys tennis in the Northeastern Conference usually. And yeah, the numbers tell you that, right? They had a real stranglehold over Gloucester, and Gloucester ends up beating them. First time in two decades. Not bad, Fisherman. Congratulations. Super sub. Great food, fast service since 1970. Best cheesesteaks on the North Shore. Open every day, and you can call them at 978-927-4788. Look out for deals with casual catering. Their catering arm of the business. They will cater your proms, graduations, senior banquets, religious ceremonies, bar mitzvahs, communions, whatever. Whatever it is. They will take care of the cooking. Paul Guansey. 324 Cabot Street in Beverly is the location. Excited about next month. Don't have a date set yet, but we're going to be visiting with the spring captains in person at Super Sub. So, okay, we're going to take a break on the other side, start catching up with our great guests. We will start with the Moynihan guests first, then move on to the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, all three great athletes, and then catch up on postseason talk. Where teams stack up in the latest MIAA postseason rankings.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Up next, the Moynihan Lumber.
Moynihan? The Moynihan.
Why don't you just say it, Dom? That's a good one.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro here, back with our latest guest and our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner, St. John's Prep wrestler, Jaden D'Ambrosio. What's going on, Jaden?
What's going on? How's it going?
Good. So coming off a historic season, a season of perfection.
Absolutely.
I don't know what to say. I mean, you didn't lose a match, right? Pretty much. You swept everything. Yep. You know, states, regionals, whatever. You know, so many accomplishments within this season, Jaden. But what was number one for you? Like, what was that big fish that you really just came into the season saying, "I got to get this"?
Definitely New England's.
Yeah, take me through that setup. You know, where you get to New England's. Did you face someone like from Mass that you already had wrestled, or?
Yeah, so got to New England's. I knew I'd put all the work in, on and off the mat. Did all the extra. I've been training for this. Been waking up wicked early, going to the gym, doing extra runs, going as hard as I can in the room. I knew I put all the work in, just about believing in myself. And yeah, I wrestled the same kid that I wrestled in sectional states, all states, and then in the finals again in New England. Just had to stay focused and just believe in my hard work.
Well, it certainly came, everything came to fruition, all the goals, you hit them all. And not to mention the team was 33. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, like, what's it like to walk out of there, out of the prep career with just like that team accomplishment as well?
Feels incredible. Couldn't have done it without my teammates, coaches, everyone that's put, especially my parents, putting all the hard work in to get me to where I am. Teammates, all of them couldn't have been better supporters of my wrestling and belief in me. And at the end, we're all family.
Yeah, and that's all run at the top by Manny Costa, Coach Costa, who, you know, finished up. This was his final year, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, he put a lot of hard work into us. He did stuff that no other coach would do for us. He sacrificed everything in his life for us, to coach us, to make sure that not only we're great wrestlers on the mat, but we're great people off the mat. You know, a lot of he'd keep us after practice sometimes, talk to us about being great students and great athletes. And he couldn't stress being a better student than a wrestler. He always put the word student in front of athlete because it's more important. The grades are way more important.
Yeah, I love that the coaches who have those tight rules, like, you know, oh, yeah, you did homework done. I talked to your teacher, like, get out. You're not coming to practice. Right. Like that. Like, I'm not saying he particularly did that, but I love that philosophy, you know, like school. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Manny never wanted to give himself all the credit. It was all to us, but I definitely am so thankful for how much that he's put into us and how much time and he sacrificed. And he'd get off a shift and come straight to practice every day. Hasn't missed a practice in 34 years. So
yeah, unreal. Just to have that leadership and you know, inspiring you guys. You want a coach that you're gonna want to perform for. You know, you don't want a coach that you're always talking about behind the scenes, like, oh man, he's this, he's that, you know.
Yeah, he really worked us in the room, and as uncomfortable as we were in the room, it really paid off in the matches. Yeah. Might have been a grueling day of practice, a long practice where he might have been, you know, sprinted us for a while, and everyone might be pretty upset. But in the end, he knew that he knows what's best for us.
That's right. They were upset with Coach Herb Brooks when he made him do all those back and forth, the U.S. men's hockey team, the movie Miracle, right?
Yeah. One of the best. Yeah.
So, bring me up to speed on like your arrival at the prep, because you had, was it like the first half of your high school year, Reading?
Yeah. And I didn't have a freshman year because of the COVID, the pandemic year. So I only got to have my sophomore I only got to wrestle my sophomore, junior, and senior year. And I ended up moving to the prep for my junior year, and best decision I could have made. Couldn't ask for more support. The teammates welcomed me with open arms. My team welcomed me with open arms, and it'll be some friendships that I've had that I'll probably have for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And obviously making some more friendships at the next place. And is that Division I Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania?
It is. Last October, I think I made the decision to commit to Edinburgh University, Pennsylvania, after a lot of talk with Coach Hill. And I just really like the school, and I'm excited for my next chapter.
Yeah, what do you think about the team and everything? Like, what's their recent history up there for wrestling results?
Back in 2015, we took third at the NCAA tournament. I think fifth the next year. So I'm excited. We just got a new head assistant coach who is a 3-time All-American. So I'm excited to work with him, AJ Shop, and I'm excited. I can't wait to take my wrestling to a whole nother level. I'm just very excited to get to work with these guys. And for the teammates, I got to meet some of my new teammates, and I'm excited. Been keeping in touch with them, making great friendships with them, and I'm excited.
Well, wrestling is in the family lineage, right? Dad James, All-State wrestler at Wakefield.
Yep, he won all states in the 94-95 season, and I was able to follow him up this year with the all state title.
Yeah,
and we're actually the first father son to ever win all states in the history of Massachusetts. So,
kidding, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you go on the mat with him every now and again?
Not anymore. When I was little, he's been more just coaching me off the mat. He's what gets me up every day, going to the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting me to do the extra runs. He's the one that's pushing me to be my best self every day. So I couldn't be more thankful for him and how much he's done for me, how much he's sacrificed, how much money that he's put into my wrestling. Let me go to off season tournaments and to my wrestling club. And it's just, it's been the biggest impact on my career is my father.
What was his weight class versus your weight class?
He was 152 and I was 157.
Oh, you totally with him.
Yeah.
So Wakefield, and then so that's funny because he's settled in Reading though. You guys are still in Reading?
He's in Everett.
Yeah. But you grew up in Reading yourself?
Yeah, with my mother. I switched back and forth between houses.
Gotcha, yeah. So I was going to say, Everett High, good, great athletes there, especially football. Did you play football too?
I did not play football. When I was younger, I did, but yeah. It's been all wrestling mostly.
Okay. Did your dad play at Everett?
No, he wrestled for Wakefield.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Why am I thinking? Yeah. Okay. He lives in Everett now. Sorry. But that was going to say, he wrestled in Wakefield, you wrestled in Reading, big rivals. So he must have been on you for that when you were at Reading. Academically, do you have a clear path on what you want to do in college?
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to college for pre-pharmacy as a major. Maybe an extra 2 years after that, definitely for probably my doctorate. And we'll see where it takes me. My dad's guided me in that direction. It's been what I've wanted to do since I was a kid. So.
Really? So was the your father in that arena?
Yeah. He's in that field. He does that. He's a certified nurse. So
wow.
Works with the plan. Yeah.
So you're the guy I'm going to pick up my medicine from at CVS, possibly.
Possibly.
Big job. Nice. So you have a clear path. And obviously, your academics have been great. 401 weighted GPA. I never know what GPA means from school to school. So it that just tells me you do good in the classroom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my dad's always been on me about that. It's probably the most important. Same with Manny. He was always on his for schoolwork. Every year he brought 2 years I was there, and I've heard from what meant from every year before that that he brings note cards in with everyone's grades on them, and he reads them off and to us and tells us, you know, you got to work on this. Bring that up, please. And like, yeah, it's just it's always been the most important. My parents definitely were on me about my grades.
Yeah. Yeah. It shows because the work you put in, president's list, honor roll,
yep.
Taking a few honors and accelerated courses this year. So,
yeah.
And then keeping you busy when you're not in school, even though the season's over for the prep, you still go to like Doughboy in Lowell.
I go to Doughboy in Lowell. With Mike Marshall, Dave Shuneman, all them, all off season. I never take a break. So, yeah, we're going to national duels soon, and just preparing for that, getting down to weight, keeping a nice level head.
Jaden D'Ambrosio is here, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, Reading Products, St. John's Prep. Undefeated wrestler, All-State, New England's, everything. You won it all this year. So in terms of like a summer job, are you doing anything to put a little dough in your pocket before you head off to college?
Yeah, I'm going to be coaching. I'm going to be doing private lessons with younger kids.
Oh,
probably at my middle school season team. So I'll be coaching over there. I'll be doing some private lessons, making some money before I go off to college.
Yeah. Is that something you've done before with the kids teaching?
I've been coaching at Doughboys a little bit. I really like to teach the younger kids because that's what I did. I got private lessons when I was their age. So got to give back to the community and, all the younger kids coming up.
Yeah. What's it like? So you said you do private lessons. So that's like one-on-one, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Group as well sometimes?
Yeah, at Doughboys I do. Mm-hmm.
What age level is that?
That's usually K through eighth grade, kindergarten through eighth grade.
Okay. So I'm guessing the biggest challenge of coaching that level is just getting them to line up and listen to you. Guys. Closer.
The real focused ones, they're getting there.
Yeah.
I can't stress hard work enough. Just not getting too, everyone's going to have a bad practice sometimes. So, you know, just got to keep them level headed and excited for the next practice, no matter what's to come.
Yeah. For me, it was like Little League. It was literally just getting them to line up.
Yeah. Sometimes it's, yeah.
Warm-ups before a game, guys, you're ridiculously close to each other, spread out, you know, like things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jaden, well, we got the full scoop, I feel. You know, what an amazing end to your career and the prep season and Manny Costa's career. Couldn't have been better. 2023 2024, so you know, congratulations. And Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. That's no joke. It's a North Shore wide award. So lots of good people in there. And you're in that class, clearly. So congrats and thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much. I'm honored. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one. Best of luck with the rest of the prep school year and summer and then heading off to college.
Thank you.
All right, Jaden. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye now.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk. We're up with our next guest. It's going to be our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. That's a big, big deal. Saugus track athlete, Jessica Brenberg. What's going on, Jess?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, at the time of this interview, you're preparing for a meet, which is a good time to ask you, you know, which events have been the focus for you lately?
Mostly the 400, triple jump, long jump, 4x1, too. But last meet, I did run the 2 miles, so.
Wow, that's a little change of pace, literally.
Yes.
So you're mostly middle distance, jumping, relays, like short relays, mm-hmm. and then suddenly the 2 mile. What happened? Was that just for fun, or?
It was just like kind of like prove a point-ish to like some of the other like girls on the team, like who like they kind of complain like, oh, I don't want to get put in that. That's not what I want to run. I'm like, well, I'll go run the 2 mile. Like, I'm not a distance runner, really. Like. But I'll go run it and not complain at all. So
I love that. It's like, you know, sort of like demonstrating by doing, you know, mm-hmm. like just going out and doing it. Now, are you one of the captains for the team?
Yes.
Okay. Who's the other captains?
There's another senior, Madeline Femino, and then we have a junior, Angie Lopez, our captains.
Oh, nice. And tell me about that experience. You know, the captains is, I'm assuming it's a role that comes with more responsibility than just like, come on, girls, get going. You know, there's a lot of like off the track things that go on. Like you tell me.
Yeah. So I've been captain since my sophomore year, me and my co-captain Maddie. Since sophomore year, we've both been captains. And it's kind of just that we've had like knowledge of like track as a sport. Like it's different than being a basketball captain or like a captain of like a different, like a team sport like that. Track camp is kind of like having just like knowledge of track meets, knowing how to like push yourself, compete against yourself, and being able to like relay that to like my like younger teammates, being like, okay, you need to make sure you're at your event at this time, you start warming up at this time, like, and so like making sure that everybody else knows like what to do and what they're doing.
Yeah, a lot of work.
Yeah, but
yeah. Now events wise for you personally, you know, tell me, is there something you're still trying to achieve? You know, like, oh man, and this one, I really want to get under so-and-so, or I really want to beat this girl from a Northeastern Conference rivalry, like for the first time. Is there like a big fish sort of like you're chasing this year?
I'd love to break a minute in the 400.
Mm.
It's tough to do, but I think definitely I will beat it someday. I definitely will break a minute, but that's been my goal this season.
That's got to be one of the most grueling events. That's the one lap, right, around the track?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like it's an all out sprint for like for one lap for the most part, right?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. And in the moment, I'm like, why did I do this myself? Then after like 5 minutes after I run, I'm like, okay, like I love that.
Yeah, as soon as you're done, it's like, oh, that felt awesome, and I accomplished that. But like the last 200, I can imagine like you can feel those legs like getting heavier and heavier.
Yeah, honestly, I think like that not the first curve is like fine, just get up. That second like 100 meters, that back straightaway is the worst because you're just like thinking like, okay, like I literally have like this whole thing left. And then the second curve, kind of like, okay, you're basically done. And then that last 100 is like, okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta get there. And you know, like Northeastern Conference wise, is that like which event are you kind of like more known for across the Northeastern Conference? Like, oh, Brenberg, she's going to be top three in that one. No doubt about, like, you know, is there an event that you kind of own in that sense?
Definitely a lot of our like dual meets. I like am winning most of my events. Obviously I think mostly the 400 I'm better at. A lot of, couple other schools have some really good jumpers. Like Masco has phenomenal jumpers.
Yeah.
He beat Peabody. They have great jumpers too. But
has the NEC meet happened yet for this spring?
It's Saturday, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so it's coming up. Okay, at the time of this interview, this might have already happened because I'm not sure when I'm going to air it, but it might have already happened. But hey, if it happened, hopefully just one.
Hopefully.
But no, nonetheless, I mean, you know, you're looking for a great finish and like all-star level stuff. And you've been all-stars in other sports too, you know, field hockey, basketball. And tell me, let's go backwards a little bit. You know, basketball was a great season. I mean, unbelievable. Saugus was up there again with the Northeastern Conference, right at the top. And then you won your first tournament game in maybe program history.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had a tournament win in like the program. We've made the tournament a lot, but it's been a while since winning a tournament game. And it was like home. It was like a great atmosphere, great like for us to like have that. And then even traveling to Dover Sherborne, we had a bunch of kids come to watch. Wasn't the result we wanted, but it was still great knowing that we had those people there to support us, like our friends and everything.
They're definitely a support system. I was at the North game. The game you guys won, and that student section, they're tough. If you're visiting Saugus, or if you're any opponent against Saugus, that's tough.
Yeah.
They count down when they shoot the free throws, like 10, 9. It's like so confusing. It's like gets in your head, right?
Yeah. A lot of fun.
Yeah. So three sport athlete, you're super busy. Let's shift a little bit to the classroom, you know, because, you know, obviously a high ranking in Saugus. I'm reading here the most recent rankings, number 4 in your whole senior class, around 180 kids, class president 4 years. So National Honor Society, it's like you do a little more than just like go to class and go home and like take a nap.
Yeah, it's a lot. Definitely. I have meetings like 3 of the 5 days out of the week. I get to get out of school around like 1:30, so I can come home, like change before practice, and go right back to the school 2:15 for my meetings. But I like to keep myself busy. It's a lot of fun, and I think it makes everything more enjoyable just being involved like further in school, and just like getting like connected to my community. Like I'm gonna miss August next year. Like I'm gonna be having fun up in college, but I'll miss like the community that I had in high school.
Yeah, and college is St. Anselm's, right? Going to do track there?
Yep.
Yeah, how did that come to be? I mean, you know, it's a tough decision, big decision, where you're going to spend your next 4 years after high school. And you landed at St. A's right in Goffstown, New Hampshire. I'm pretty close. I'm in Manchester. I moved up here from the North Shore like 2 years ago. So fun little area, as you know. Obviously, you fell in love with it. So, you know, tell me how that came to be and the choice to go to St. A's and play for the Hawks.
Yeah. Well, I was really like unsure if I wanted to play like any sport in college for like a while. And then like end of last year, I was kind of like, middle of last year, I was kind of like, I really want to like play field hockey or run track in college next year. Like I can't not do a sport. Like there's no way I can just like go from being like a year round athlete to nothing. So I kind of like started and I was thinking, I was like, well, I love field hockey. like that was really great. But then I was like, the end of track season, I'm like, I can't stop running. Like I need to run in college. Like I can't like just be done with running. Like I love this so much. So I started like, I reached out to like a couple coaches, like just from like some like random schools, just to kind of like get that out there. And then I ended up emailing Coach Early, the St. A's coach. He was really great, went up there, like toured the school, talked with him. And like, after I like did like a tour, I was like, this is like great. Like, I love this. Like, this is where I'm going to end up. And I kind of knew that like right away. I was like, this is where I'll be next year.
Yeah. Heck of a nice campus. I've driven by it, through it kind of many times. And, you know, it's a great, great little college area. Like you got SNHU across town, right? Big rivalries for St. Anselm's. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, are you getting a sense of where you might focus, or are you kind of like, when you get there, you kind of like, all right, Josh, you're going to be doing this.
Yeah. Right now it's looking like 400. He had talked about like maybe jumping, kind of like seeing like where that goes, but definitely the four.
All right. So yeah. So you, not like high school, you have like a clear vision, like a clear focus, only one event kind of thing for the most part.
Yeah. It'll be a very different than high school meets, but I think it'll be good.
Yeah. Nice. And do you have sort of an academic path that you've chosen already, or is that a wait and see?
I'm going to major in criminal justice.
Oh, what do you want to do with that eventually?
I'm looking into like going federal law enforcement. Really interests me.
Really? So like FBI possibly, or?
Yeah.
No kidding. So are you one of those people who just bury yourselves in like those crime documentaries and stuff?
Definitely like during like COVID, that's what I do, and I enjoy that. Don't really have time to do that now, but.
Yeah. Yeah. You were like, I want to be that investigator, you know?
Yeah.
That DNA analyzer or whatever, DNA analysis. So that all that stuff intrigues you?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, there's plenty of avenues you can go federal law enforcement for sure. But all right. So yeah. So the goal the rest of the year is finish strong. And, you know, do you have your eye on the prize for like a state meet? Like, is there something in the divisional meet that you want to accomplish? Or like, I want to be top five in division four. What, you know, is there something like that coming up for you in the spring?
Yeah, states is next. I'm going to states next Thursday and Saturday. Sorry, okay. Somebody call me.
Take the call. We'll get them on the air, you know?
I know.
So cool. Yeah, you got your vision at the state meet. So it's next Thursday or kind of like a 2-day event, right? Thursday, Saturday kind of thing. Yeah. And what are you doing? 400?
I'm doing the 400 and triple jump.
400 triple jump. Okay. Is there a place you finished like last spring that you kind of want to go above, or, you know, that kind of thing?
I don't remember what I did in triple, but in the 400, I think I was like 14th, something like that. But hopefully I want a PR. That's definitely a goal for there.
Nice. All right. Well, Jessica, I didn't ask you about the famous summer job. Now I know you scoop ice cream. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Where is it?
Dog's ice cream. It's on the Fellas in Saugus.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Not on Route 1. Where people walk and craziness and all that. Okay. Man. Saugus is pretty busy on that area. But so what's the go-to for you personally? Like, what's your favorite sort of ice cream dish there? And what is the most popular there roughly that people get?
Right now, my favorite is strawberry ice cream with rainbow sprinkles. My favorite ice cream changes like every month though. And most popular, probably coffee Oreo is really popular.
Just like that hard ice cream in a cup kind of thing, or a cone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the rainbow Jimmies, by the way. I call them Jimmies. Do people call them Jimmies or sprinkles in Saugus?
Usually, if they say Jimmies, they're talking about the chocolate sprinkles.
Oh.
And then they say sprinkles, they're probably rainbow. But
yeah, I say rainbow Jimmies. I'm that much of a legend, you know?
I used to be like that. And then I don't know. It changed over time working there.
I'm sure the tourists are more like sprinkles, and then the natives maybe side towards Jimmy's. I think that's the sense I get. But yeah, that's a go-to for me though. Rainbow Jimmy's on even like vanilla soft serve and rainbow Jimmy's is like legit. You know, okay. I'm Team Rainbow for sure instead of Team Chocolate Jimmies. All right, Jess Bremberg, I will let you go. I know at the time of this recording you had a big meet and gaining steam towards the NEC meets, the state meets. So you got plenty of action going on. And congratulations on Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. That's pretty cool.
Thank you so much.
All right, good luck. Go get them.
Thank you.
I know.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, back at it with our latest guest. Going to be our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, Faith Castellucci. She is a Gloucester three sport running standout. What's up, Faith?
Not much.
Thanks for coming on. Yeah, thanks for coming on. I know it was a busy day today. Let's start there. You had a meet, an actual competitive meet today, correct?
No.
No? You didn't have a meet today? What'd you have? Practice?
It's okay. Yeah.
You clearly told me that before we got online here, and I just totally thought, forgot.
It's all right. It's all good.
How was practice, Faith?
It was great. Yeah, we're training up for divisionals this weekend on Saturday. This past weekend, I ran the league meet, and I got an awesome PR in the mile, which was great. And then we got our 4x8 team into divisionals. So that was really awesome too, to get that barrier as a team.
Yeah. And where are you personally going to be competing in the divisionals? The relay for sure and the mile, or is it other ones?
I'll just be competing in the relay.
Okay. Okay, cool. Is that a set for girls there that always compete together, or?
The 4x8, you don't get a ton of chances to race it. So that's definitely, you take your chances when you can and you go with it. But the four girls that I'm running with do run the 800 a lot, and we've been running together for years. So it'll be an awesome way to end my high school career.
Yeah, absolutely. And who are those three others that you'll be exchanging batons with?
So actually, one of them is my sister. Her name's Hope. I actually run with two of my sisters on the team, which is actually, people ask me, oh, is that annoying? I'm like, no, I love it. they're my reason that I want to go out there and compete and do well. That is why. And then one of my best friends, Sabine Cooper, she'll be running with me. And and a girl named Isabel. And so I'm really good friends with all of them, actually, which is kind of cool that I get to end with these girls that I started this journey with. So,
yeah. What's the big goal? You track runners always have these goals. We want to get this time. We want to get that time.
Yeah. I think we'd love to. There's not a ton of girls that run the 4x8 when it comes to divisionals, just because of the race it is. It's kind of a difficult race, and you don't have a ton of chances to race it, like I said before. So I hope to get better than our placing and just run a really fast 800 too.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to anchor it. So that would be really awesome to get my team into that spot and track down those other girls.
Yeah, a lot of pressure is the anchor. You got to finish the job. And so that's so cool. So now tell me about the league meet. What was your goals going in, and how did it work out overall? Because that's always a big event.
Yeah. So going in, I really wanted to do a really good mile. There's a lot of competition when it comes to league meets. So I've been running with these girls for years now. I know their times. I know who they are. So I ran a 5:51 mile indoors on the indoor track, and I hadn't broken that this past season. And I really wanted to break 5:50, and I ran a 5:47. So that was that was my big moment. I had never run that fast before. Wow. And I truly I was I'm going to go out there and be competitive and do my absolute best and see what happens. And so I did that. So that was such a, an obstacle that I've got to compete against. This time last year, I was trying to break 6 minutes, and here I am, I'm breaking 5:50. So it's just been an awesome journey where my confidence has got kind of risen, and as I've gotten older and you mature and you learn things about yourself, and then you get to take all that and you get to run and just have fun and do something that I'm one of those crazy people that you see running all throughout the summer, because I love it that much. I love to run.
Oh, and so you're the one that I drive by and say, "What's too hot? What is she doing?"
Yes, I am that girl.
She's going to pass out. What is she, nuts?
Sometimes my grandmother will yell out the door. She'll be like, "Hey, do you need a water bottle?" I'm like, "I'm okay, Graham."
It is a great exercise. I mean, you just clear your mind, you think a lot, and
absolutely,
and you just feel amazing after it's done too. That's the best part. The best part about running is when it's over.
It does. I mean, it settles me. It makes me, it's just awesome. I don't know.
Centers. It's like centering. It's like centers you kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I want to go back to the fall too, because you ran with Manchester Essex because the Gloucester didn't have enough to have a full team. So you guys had that cooperative for cross country. And October 18th, 2023, there's an article in the famous Gilnitter paper
where
you were spotlighted with Colby Rochford, who's also a Cape Ann Savings Bank student athlete of the week. He joins you. So you and him are in this elite class. The thing I noticed was the byline, the person who wrote the article. There were two, Lexi Thomas and Grace Castellucci.
So that was my sister.
What's going on? Okay. You're not hiding that fact, because that's a fact I have to bring up. This favoritism going on there. You Grace, what happened there? She goes, "My sister, I'm going to do a profile on her."
My sister Grace ran cross country with me, and she's a sprinter. She's not a distance runner, but it was my last year. She's a freshman. My sister Hope, who's running the 4x8 with me, is a sophomore. So, all these other teams were getting their spotlight, and her English teacher is also the one that does the Gilnitter. And she said to the teacher, behind my back, she said, "I want to do something for Colby and Faith. They have." Me and Colby have ran together since the sixth grade, they've worked really hard to be here. And then their season gets shifted to Manchester Essex. We've always ran with Gloucester, and then we're running at Manchester Essex. And we've looked our whole lives over for this. And Yeah. She was like, she went to the teacher and she was like, I want to write something on her. Like, I want to make sure, I want to make sure something gets out about my sister and her and who she is. And yeah, so there's a little bit of favoritism there. I definitely would
say. Oh, I'm teasing.
She did it out of the goodness of her heart. She really wanted me and Colby. We were the only two seniors from Gloucester that ran on their team. So just that we would be able to have that spotlight. And yeah.
totally hypocritical. Me accused of someone of favoritism. I used to be like the sports editor and editor of the Gloucester Times in my hometown. I mean, come on, how many times did I write about a cousin or an uncle?
This is so great.
Yeah. I love your quote in this, in that article, actually. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about. It says, you know, it has taught me how to fight through adversity and clear my mind. It keeps me level. You should see me when I'm not running. So.
Oh my gosh, did I say that?
You did, yes. You were quoted Castellucci said. So wow. Castellucci quoted Castellucci there.
Wow. That was really vibrant of me. That's crazy. But I do believe myself in that. Running, I didn't start running. I think it was until middle school. And then I really didn't get into it until later on.
Yeah.
But I remember like I wasn't really great at other sports, but I was fast. And I remember like my dad was like, you could do this, Faith. Like you could be a really good runner. And I remember going out and just running and just trying to be determined and just doing my absolute best. And it is the thing that keeps me level headed. I am better when I'm running. I am a better person. My coach has to tell me, Faith, you got to take a couple weeks off. Your legs can, you know, not be so sore. And I'm like, but if I don't run, I gotta run. Cause like, I'll go out and I run and come back. I'm like in such a better mood. I'm like, oh my goodness. What? Love the it. Sun is shining. Oh goodness, it's raining.
Love it. Absolutely love it. You got a huge passion for it. Now let's talk about your seminal moments, your top moments personally in the fall and winter. Cause it seems like you still got a little time left, but it seems like the mile was at the top for your outdoor accomplishments. Where would you rank some of like your number one accomplishment for the cross country and for winter?
Absolutely. So for cross country, I time-wise went from running like a 21:45 to a 21:20. So that was an awesome mile marker for me. It was also fun to like, even though I had to make the trip up to Manchester Essex, I run with all those girls in outdoor track. So it was so much fun to have so many girls around me as in Gloucester in the past couple of years, even though I have tried to recruit people. The girls side is really lacked in numbers. So it was really fun to just be with those other athletes. We ran at States and their league meet. And then their
league, that's cool too.
I get a little mixed up because I'm outside of my own territory here.
I know. Well, that's a cool thing though, because you get to branch out of the Northeastern Conference for that season. You get to compete against other girls like Newburyport or, you know, Amesbury, those kind of teams.
They have some serious competition too. They're no joke. They might be smaller, but they are no joke. They're tough. So that was definitely for the fall was a big accomplishment. And then for indoor track, when I got my mile down to 5:51, that was pretty amazing because the season before my best time was a 5:58. So to get it back down to 5:51 was amazing and really built up my confidence. I think indoor track, I felt like the season went really good. I ran and I got seventh in the league league meet, and I did pretty well at divisionals too. So that was really a great accomplishment. I got to do a little bit on the shorter end too. The shorter races, like the 4x8, and I got to run a couple of races like that. So that was really fun. Yeah. And also challenging in a different way too, to use my muscles in a different way. As in, like, when I'm always running distance, it's just a different way of running, you know, and to change that and be able to go out hard, that's like so foreign to me, but it's also like, it's kind of fun for me because everyone else is like, oh my gosh, it's such a long race. I'm like, you don't know what's long.
right. Well, so Faith Castellucci is here, Gloucester three sport athlete. Kind of not Gloucester in the fall. She wears that green uniform for Manchester. But where did the mile in the spring place you in the league meet? Where it was seventh, right, in the indoor? Where was it in the outdoor?
I got eighth this past
Saturday. So tough competition. So your time was better, and your place went one less.
Yeah.
Which shows you the competition got better in the outdoor.
I just talked to my dad about this. We went out on a run, and I said the competition in the division this year is huge. Like, the fact that we've gotten even the 4x8 in, like, there are girls on my team that I would definitely qualify as, like, very fast runners, and they're not getting in, and, like, boys that usually would aren't getting in, or are placing high, like they're placing lower in the division. There's a lot of competition. The competition got a ton harder from last year.
Yeah. Shocked, by the way, you were out for a run with your dad. Is the running outside of, you know, the sisters, like, is it parents were runners as well, cousins, uncle, you know, is it kind of like a culture of runners?
So my mom is not a runner. She's an athlete, and she's my, like, biggest cheerleader. Like, she thinks I'm amazing that I run, and I love it. My dad, though, is definitely a runner. Yeah, he was a runner in high school. He's pretty good. And then ran a little in college. And then a couple of years ago, he took up marathon running all of a sudden. Wow. And so he ran Boston. And it was really cool, you know, as his daughter, to be able to see him run. You know, and to be inspired. Like, I hope that after high school, I do plan on, I have a half marathon I want to do this next year, and a couple in there I would like to do. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, geez, it's great to have a dad as a running partner. That's pretty cool. is it the three sisters? Is there any other siblings as well?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there is.
I'm actually one of seven kids. Woo! So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big part of my story too. So I have two older brothers and they're in college, and then I have four younger sisters.
Wow. So what's the age range, youngest to oldest?
Yeah, so the oldest is 23 and the youngest is 10.
Oh, so you're right, like, in 14. The middle. You're in the middle.
Yeah,
right. So a little towards the older side you are.
Yeah. So I have four younger sisters, and one of them's in middle school and running at track too. And she's doing pretty well in that.
Don't tell me dad runs with, like, all seven of you.
No.
Like,
no,
at once.
Usually it's just me and him that run together. I kind of started this whole running thing. I was like, oh, you can do two sports at once. Come on, like, do this with seven me. You know, it'll be fun.
Okay, seven people, seven kids, the parents. How many, when it's pizza night, how many you have to get?
Oh my goodness. I don't even know.
Five? Is five the sweet spot?
Usually it's not just pizza.
Oh, like wings. Usually, and
you gotta get like two pizzas, then you gotta like make another meal because like that's just not enough. And then like later on, somebody's gonna have ice cream, you know? Like you gotta do it all around.
I can figure like some you gotta have a couple who are like antagonistic. They're like, I don't want pizza. Like, or something, you know, and they're, okay, whatever, I'll make pasta for you while they're delivering it, okay?
That's usually my mom is making us food while okay, we're all, like, athletes, we're active and whatever, and so
you can eat whatever,
We're all, like, starving by the end of the night.
Well, I can imagine, like, mom back in the day when you were younger, just, like, loaded up trays of, like, chicken nuggets, and, like, because that's the easiest thing, right? You just bake it. And then here you go. All right, five for you. And here's a little corn done.
A lot of pasta nights, like 2 pounds of pasta with like a huge bowl of sauce, like the biggest one you've ever seen.
Well, the Castellucci is obviously Italian, right? Dad's Italian. Yeah. Is mom as well?
No, just my dad. Okay. His father was 100% Italian. He was from, I think, Melrose. Okay. And then a little on my dad's mom's side too, but I'm not sure how much. But
yeah,
that's where I get my last name.
All right, we've covered running. We've covered meals in the Castellucci home. Now we got to talk about academics. You know, what was the what's going to be the focus at Liberty, which you're going to, which is in Virginia? Now, what was the appeal for that college, and is there an academic focus planned?
Absolutely. I am planning on studying nursing there.
Nice.
I'm actually really excited about it. I went and visited their program last year. I wasn't totally sure what I wanted to do. I knew which field I wanted to go into, but I wasn't totally sure what I wanted to do. When I visited their program, I got to see that like a lot of the program was hands-on, and they have a lot of labs that are sim labs, and they have robots, and they have like all this really cool stuff. And I never been exposed to something like that before. Yeah. And I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, I just knew it. Like it was just like that moment where you're like, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. That's great. Was there was there any motivation, inspiration, I should say, for the nursing career, anybody in the family, or is that something of totally a faith thing?
I have cousins and aunts who are nurses. Definitely. And family friends. I had a family friend who actually told me about Liberty because her daughter went to the medical school there. And that's why I even checked it out. Yeah. But I do have cousins and people like that. My parents aren't nurses, but they've always encouraged me to do whatever like my heart kind of led me to want to do. I've always had an interest in like health and the human body, and it's never grossed me out. So
I'm telling you, you people, anyone that gets into the medical field are all amazing human beings, because what other job would you say, you know what I want to do? I want to be around sick people all day. You know, like, it's crazy. Like, you guys are so special to want to help the human race. Just, you just want to help people feel better. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's how you should explain it. That's how you should explain it. Like, what do you want to do for a career? I want to make people feel better. You know,
I've gone through like stuff in my own life, and I would love to be that in somebody else's life.
That's amazing. Yeah. You've had good nurses and stuff in the past, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I had a near drown when I was little. Oof. And I was brought up to Boston Children's Hospital and everything. And so I got to like really be exposed to a lot of that. I got to be like with nurses and doctors and see people who truly just like loved what they did.
Yeah.
And, you know, loved and cared for each and every patient. It wasn't about their job or getting paid. It was like, I care about you. And like, I hope to be that nurse. Like, I want to be that nurse where people feel that I'm caring for them individually and not as.
Yeah. And that's an amazing part of that profession, is because you have to invest in that one patient like it's your only patient that day. You know, you have 12 other patients, probably unruly ones, violent ones. Who knows? Your nurses go through so much, and then you have to go into the next room with a smile. You know, after finishing the tense situation, maybe the doctors are maybe getting on your case. Like, there's a lot happening. I don't have to tell you, but bravo, you know, for going into that field and having a focus at such a young age. That's amazing. Lastly, what else should we know about Faith? Is there any, summer job that you have to attend? And even going back academically, high school wise, were there any clubs you were fond of or any missions that you were involved in outside of sports?
Yeah. I went and volunteered at an orphanage in Mexico this past summer. And that's actually, I met the nurse there. Oh. And one of the really cool things is she is the only nurse for the entire place.
She's
Yeah. And I got to see her heart for it. Like, she wasn't planning on being there. She was going to be there for 6 months. Now she's been there for like 2 or 3 years. you know, and that really opened my eyes to really, you know, how good we have it, you know, and, you know, my parents had friends down there, so we got to visit them too. And like, they got to show us, you know, what real life is, not what tourist life is or stuff like that, but what real life is, you know, and just that we are, you know, we're privileged to have access to this stuff, you know, school, public schools and sports that I get to like in medicine. And like, I don't have to, you know, get in a car for like 5 hours to get to the ER, you know, I'm just 5 minutes away, gotta get to the ER, you know? So that
same
was,
page,
that was...
same page. I always think about that. I do. I really do. When I find myself being an idiot, like, oh, this drive-through is taking so long. I want my bagel. I'm like, dude, you're driving in a vehicle and they're handing you food through the window. Like, relax. You can wait an extra minute. There's people in other countries that don't have food at all.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So. Yeah. I actually sponsor a young girl there too, because I just had it on my heart that this is something I was supposed to do. And I just chose to do it. I am part of, I'm actually part of quite a bit at my school. I do, I am part of NHS, Student Council, the STEM Club. The STEM Club has actually opened a lot of doors for me, a lot of scholarships, which has been really, really cool.
That kind of ties into the nursing aspect with the science and yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
How are you making money? How are you making money this summer?
I've worked since I was like 14 at a grocery store for the most part. But this summer I plan hopefully to work something more towards my major. Actually, my cousin's helping me out with that right now. Okay. But to get in one of the hospitals and be, you know, at least like a tech or just to get a little bit more experience actually in the field and, you know, not just, I've been, like I said, I've been working. I work during the school year. I work in the summer. I've been working for a long time. I've actually been working at the same job since I was 14. So
wow.
Now I'm 18. I still can't believe I'm there, but I'm still there.
Well, you need some spending money when you go down to Liberty.
Right.
Buy some textbooks and stuff like that. Snacks. Listen, you've been great. Geez, we've talked for like a half an hour. This is amazing. There's a lot to learn, a lot of layers to Faith Castellucci. So I hope we covered a good amount of them. You know, you're a very special person wanting to get in that field and having that passion and having being a sponsor for someone in another country. What's your person's name that you sponsor?
Oh, her name's Adriana.
Adriana. Okay. Is that a lot of IMs, video chats, that kind of thing?
We email each other. She actually just emailed me back. She's little. She's like, I think she's 6 or 7.
Oh, so cute.
So she, when they first come to the orphanage, those are the kids most in need.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're right coming off the, you know, wherever they were. We email back and forth. I can send her, I'm going to send her a gift for her birthday in June. And
very nice.
And they do like Amazon and stuff.
Oh, gotcha. That's nice and easy. You send it right to the orphanage.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny. Like that works like everywhere all over the world. Of course.
I know. You can just send it through Amazon, like boom, done.
Yeah.
It gets there in like 3 days or whatever. You know? Like, you're like, wow.
Like I'm like miles apart.
You can track the package. Like, oh, it just arrived. There's a picture of it. Yeah. Good stuff. But yeah, Faith Castellucci, I'm going to be following your story. Thank you for joining me on the North Shore Sports Desk, and congrats, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. One more big event to go. Best of luck in that relay in the States coming up.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Talk soon. Bye now. Good luck.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill. All right, let's go around the horn here for postseason rankings with the MIAA. These are the latest, the next one's supposed to come out tomorrow, Friday, May 24th. But for now, these are the live ones. St. John's Prep Baseball's 10-7. So if all things went as planned, they would meet BC High, Catholic Conference rivals, in the quarterfinals. BC High is number one. So we're just looking at top 20 here. Any North Shore teams in the top 20? Baseball Division Two, Masco is 18 at 12-5. So not a bad spot there for Masconomet. Good record. Baseball Division Three, St. Mary's. Won a couple of state titles over the last few years, 14-4, number four, and 17 North Reading, 13-6. And that'll do it. Triton's right on the outskirts there at number 22. So if I can kind of see you out of the top 20, I'll mention you. D4, Linfield, number one seed. Excellent season for the Pioneers, 15-2. Hamilton Winham, 15 spot, number 15 at 11-7, and that does it for North Shore teams in that one. Division 5, another North Shore team on top. So we get the top Division 4 team and the top Division 5 team. Georgetown is your Division 5 seed at 16-1. They actually lost a game. And for top 20, that does it for the North Shore. Moving over to softball, Peabody, definitely a state title contender. 13-2, the number four seed, in Beverly, having one of their best years in recent memory. 13-3, the number 12 seed at the moment. How about D2 in softball? Marblehead, 15-3. What a campaign for the Headers this year. Oh, excuse me, the Magicians. I think they're only the Headers in hockey. I've been told that many times, always forget. So great season over there for our Marblehead. Division Three, St. Mary's is your number two seed at 10-3, the Lynn team. Triton 7, North Reading 8, Pawtucket 10, Gloucester 11, Newburyport 12, Danvers 15, Essex of the North Shore 7-10, number 20 seed. That is a healthy North Shore lineup there. Amesbury, your top team in for the North Shore in Division 4 at number 6 at 13-3. Linfield 8-11, losing record, but their number 14, heck of an opponent rating. One of the tops in the division there. And that does it over in four. We'll take a quick peek at Georgetown, see where they are for number five. Yep, sixth spot, Division Five, 9-6. And that does it for the North Shore. How about a peek at lacrosse? Your defending state champs, the Eagles of St. John's Prep, 14-2, the number one seed. Well done. That is it for our North Shore friends in that division. But Division 2, 20, Marblehead sneaks in at number 20 at 12-3. And Division 3 should be a few there. Newburyport looking good, 9-5, 4 seed. Medfield, number 1 seed in that division, by the way. Essex of the North Shore, number 18 at 10-6. And where were we? Division 4 for boys, Linfield. Good season for the boys, baseball and boys lacrosse. 13-3 for lacrosse for Linfield Pioneers. 7-8. You got Pentucket and Manchester Essex with good winning records. Ipswich in the mix as usual. 11-10-4. Swampscott a couple slots behind them at 13-15-1 for the Big Blue. Tremendous season. Winthrop 9-7 at 16. And that does it for North Shore. So pretty healthy right there, North Shore wise. Okay. How about the ladies? Finishing up with ladies lacrosse, and that will do it for us. Peabody, a good season, 13-2 for ladies lacrosse at number 18, and Beverly right behind them at 14-4. So good little dynamic there. Softball and lacrosse for girls sports, Peabody and Beverly. Similar campaigns, the two Division I teams in the Northeastern Conference, and they're doing really well. It's nice to see. D2, you're going to go to new one. D3 lacrosse for girls. Newburyport's in the mix, defending state champs, 14-2. And you'd have to go down to really St. Mary's at 21, just outside of the top 20 at 9-6. All right. How about one last look for Ipswich, Manchester Essex? Are your 4 and 5 seed? They're bitter rivals. Hamilton Wyndham and Pawtucket, 8-9. Swampscott, 12. Great season for Swampscott across the board. They had boys and girls lacrosse. Well, they got 3 losses between them, and we're late May. Crazy. Linfield, 8-10, 14 seed. North Reading, 18, and Georgetown, 20. Another healthy division. So that's going to do it for us. We are done for another week. Thank you to all the guests, sponsors, and everything. Looking forward to finishing up strong with the tournament next month. Postseason talk will be awesome. North Shore teams meeting in the tournament, nothing better. Happy Memorial Day weekend for everybody, and thank you, obviously, to those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. We thank you and your families and wish you nothing but the best. Wish the families nothing but the best on this Memorial Day weekend. Hey, have a good one, everybody. We'll see you.